It's time for the second funniest podcast with your hosts, the Kevin Miller and Justin Wersch. Have fun, guys.
Well, thank you, Sam. Hello and welcome to the second funniest podcast. I am your host, Justin Wersch. This is episode 417. With me, as always, is the boy to all of our games, the advance we all need. The womb of Pokemon himself. The KevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
Hey, roll over and explode.
I thought you were going to say play dead. And then I was like, stop, drop and roll, or explode. That's also
that's where it's at.
Common cliche.
Hey, I'm really enjoying you on Last Comic Sitting, by
yeah?
the way.
Who isn't? Speaking of which, I didn't say that on the last episode. Well, we'll see, because by the time these be released, I may have been eliminated already. But in case I am not.
I don't think you will be.
Let's see. I'm going to throw out the... I'll do it at the end. Screw it. Forget it. It's okay. Let's get to our topic at hand. We're wrapping up on the history.
Yeah, this is the history of the Game Boy Part 2. Jeremy is in the chat room. We might have him come in when we get up to modern day Game Boy.
Yeah.
Because he is...
He's a Nintendo, like...
aficionado.
Whiz.
What I'm learning as I look around, last time on the show we were talking about, right?
That's the racing game we used to play,
yep.
F-Zero.
F-Zero all the way. We were talking about all the Game Boys. So we talked, Justin and I both had an original Series Zero mm-hmm. Game Boy. My brother had the Game Boy Pocket, which was the slimmer version of the same design. We both, Justin and I, had Game Boy Colors, and then we both had Game Boy Advances. Now, in order to own all of these games, just like we both own Xboxes, we both own PlayStation 2s, Nintendos, you must purchase games.
Yes.
And you know, if you were here in my room, there's only one of you that is. Justin.
That's me. I will, much like a magician's assistant, I will verify that this is an original deck of cards. That no tampering has been done.
No, really.
I will run a hula hoop through your arms
to make sure
there are no strings attached.
Jeremy says that Pokemon came out during the regular Game Boy, and I said that at the end, but I think we got confused. But yeah, Game Boy came out 2 years before Game Boy Color, so it's been around. It was one of the cel-shaded... gray-colored ones.
You mean Pokemon.
What did I say?
You said Game Boy came out 2 years before the Game Boy Color.
You know, I've been doing that a lot lately. Thank you for calling me. I need to pay attention to the words that are coming out of my shrouth. So
I'm going to let that one go, guys.
Games. Games are expensive. And, you know, you buy them, and now they're just sitting there on a shelf. I have
That's why I sell mine.
Of Game Boy GameCube games. By the way, the GameCube games were discs. Wouldn't they be cooler if they were cubes? I'm just saying.
Why would you? But when your console is literally named after a shape that fit all of your cartridge style games, why would you deviate from the 8-track format
and a small disc? Why would you then make quarter inch discs or however big they were?
Yeah.
Ridiculous. What are you looking up over there?
I want to know how much a Game Boy game costs. How much did it originally cost? The actual games themselves, $40.
Now,
or no, the original, hold on, what? The original Game Boy games were expensive. They ranged from $19.99 to about $40. The original Game Boys were about $40?
That sounds about right. Which is
I thought
same
you just
price.
Said $189.
The Game Boys were, not the games.
This says the original Game Boys were about $40.
Oh, then he's wrong. Whoever that person is.
This is from answers.com.
No, totally wrong. So, games. It's so fascinating. I, in between last episode and this episode, I've gone into my bedroom and pulled out my Game Boy Advance. Somewhere around the house, I have my Game Boy Color and my original Game Boy.
Wow.
I can't find them. What are you looking up?
I'm sorry. I'm with you. I'm hearing. But it's I've got another buddy, another person who now says that the original Game Boy was only $90. That's what they're saying online.
I remember it being very expensive.
I remember that too.
Yeah, they're wrong.
I feel like, but I want to know how much I think that they're right with the $20 to $40 range for the games. That sounds about right, which is interesting because it's only $20 less than a game today.
Well, that makes sense because on the Vita, most games, with the exception of Uncharted is $45 off the PS store.
Deservedly so.
But most games are like between $35 on average. Some of them are about $20. But my point was that I just dug out this Game Boy Advance. I haven't looked at it. I can't remember how long. First of all, it works. All the batteries on this thing Shouldn't they have corroded it? Like, I thought I was going to have a big mess on my hand.
Well, if you have a lot of moisture. Oh, my gosh, you hooked it up. Wow. Yeah,
it's totally fine. And the light works.
That doesn't work.
No, that's part of it. It's Yoshi's Island.
Oh, that's why.
Little Yoshi's Island. The light was working a moment ago here on the top. You put the little, like, clam lid on top. This is a GameStop one.
Yeah, so you're thinking of the Game Boy Advance light when you said it clips in and plugs into a connector on top.
I think so, yeah.
Because it had like a little, like a USB type situation. Doesn't it have like a mini USB or something or a form of it?
Yeah, it's like this, some sort of version. It looks like it's a cross between mini USB and whatever.
The printer cable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. USB 2, somewhere between those two. I'll lower them. This is, I'm really impressed that the batteries on this are totally fine.
I think they're going. For a while, I thought the music box was going flat. No,
I think it's supposed to be like... There's several games on here. This is Yoshi. In this cartridge, I have Yoshi Land and Yoshi... I'm so impressed that I own all this stuff.
You have a $400 Vita. I'm about to play that.
I'm going to take this to work.
I know you are.
I know you are.
I'm seeing it right now.
Out. Check this little thing out. Yeah, you gotta love that. So, with my other games, I did not know I owned these. I have Super Mario World 2.
Well, that's right. This is the first time where the portable gaming system was playing a console generation. Because the idea was you were playing Super Nintendo games, am I right?
Essentially,
on the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah,
because they had already moved on to the GameCube at this point.
Right. So, and this
or
actually...
Or Nintendo 64? What came... There was
no,
Nintendo
GameCube
64?
And this. Because this actually linked with your GameCube.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
it had all this weird... So F-Zero is on there. And I own Rain Man, which I've been playing on the PS Vita and loving.
Rayman.
And thank you.
You're
and
welcome.
Apparently I own... I'm going to have to pop that
Because I would much rather play Rain Man on your Game Boy. It's just a lot of counting toothpicks.
But this game... this is a preview of the... I thought of... When I was thinking about how I wanted to talk about the history of Game Boy, I wanted to talk about this game right here. And I want to talk about... We'll talk about it in detail next week.
Okay.
Or next time on the show when we talk about instruction manuals.
Oh.
Because this game is by Konami and it's Jurassic Park 3 Park Builder.
Ooh, that's right up your alley. That's
little
Zoo Tycoon.
Little preview is
Roller Coaster Tycoon, also a game, Kevin.
Yeah, I love those. So that's why I bought this game. It was one of the most expensive games on the market at the time.
And also horrible, if I remember
correctly. Terrible. You remember my angst. And in an episode, to get a little Dumbledore on you, on an episode, if we were to talk about instruction manuals, I should not talk about this game. But we're going to talk about it next time on the Second Funniest Podcast. So I got a lot of games. I have a decent little library here of games. And Mario, baby Mario is over here crying.
He needs a pacifier or probably some kind of one-on-one attention.
So part of me is concerned. I'm like, well,
doesn't develop an insecure attachment.
If I touch this right now, I'm going to possibly delete the game. So I want to stop doing that. But here, you and I both labeled these.
That's right, because ours were the same. That's right.
And it was very important that we not confuse them.
I don't know where mine is.
Really?
I could not even. It had to. I bet you I gave it to like a niece or a nephew. I think that's what I did.
Seems like something you'd do. What happens when you turn this on with no game in? Turns on.
Idiot.
You're a moron. Yeah, I remember this. Nothing. It just says Game Boy. So that's the equivalent of like the DOS operating system just blinking the light.
Blue screen.
But it's a little better because it's like it doesn't even say insert game or turn off insert game. It's just letting you know I'm a Game Boy.
No.
Yep.
Literally,
and it's not backlit, too. That's why the lights are so important.
That's why the light had to be there,
and so it made these things cheaper than what they should have been, because they're impossible to play.
Because you couldn't play, in a dark room. It had to be light.
That's you had to have light.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of, like, the PSP and the PS Vita. The less light, the better. Like, the PS Vita is remarkable in a dark room. Just that HD graphics, everything pops out. It looks like a cartoon. These... I feel like they looked old when we had them. Like, can't you try a little harder? Put a little backlight in
something.
There. They were kits,
which
if you
I
remember.
Think, if I remember reading, I think I remember reading something in Game Power magazine about the reason that there wasn't a backlit screen was because of battery life.
Exactly. And it would have been too expensive. But there were kits where you could crack it open and install your own backlight into it. Oh,
I don't remember that.
That was the big thing. Like, would you? Yeah, see, I have to angle it at the light just to be able to see it.
What is that?
A little Rayman. Rayman Advanced. Should I play in English? I guess so. Music on or off? Oh, I have all these games in here already saved. Kev 4. I do not remember ever playing this game.
What if it's the same as the version on the Vita right now? Wouldn't that be hilarious?
No, I'd be very mad.
Like, hey, wait a minute, guys. What the hell? What the gosh darn hell? Yeah, Mario Kart there. We used to play Mario. That was the one we did four players. I remember Tetris and Mario Kart, if I remember correctly. Are you sure that the original Game Boy couldn't sync and play Tetris against two people?
Positive. No way.
Sure?
No way that it had that kind of technology. Wow, this franchise is really increased over the years. this is painful. But you have full jumping capabilities. Yeah, I'm bored. Okay. Games have come a really long way in such a short amount of time.
Yeah, and I'm out.
And I'm done with that. So then we go from there. Oh, but back, I forgot to mention this last week when we were talking about, we got so excited because we thought we could finish it in 30 minutes, but we couldn't. Did you know that there was a Game Boy Micro? Do you remember this?
No.
Yeah, so where did it come? After Game Boy came Game Boy Color. In there somewhere was that. And then...
Game Boy Color was the one you could link.
No, just Game Boy Advance.
Nope, right here. Oh. Universal Game Link Cable for multiplayer games made for the original Game Boy and Game Boy... Oh, that's what I thought. The original Game Boy. Because you could play Tetris against two people.
And fire your things at each other?
That's whenever you made lines, yeah, it got built if you did like a Tetris.
I do remember that.
That's why I like the Game Boy, I remember.
I do remember that. Yeah. You're right. You got me there. Well, the Game Boy Micro, and I wanted to talk about this. Do you remember this at all?
No, I
came out. It was the same thing as a Game Boy Advance, so same technology, smaller though. So a pocket version of it, and the big market. It was running concurrently as the Game Boy Advance. So you could go to a store and be like, "I want a Game Boy Advance or I want a Game Boy Micro." And the idea was that it was tiny enough to slip into your pocket and take to school or whatever you wanted to do.
Oh my gosh, truly, that's horrible.
Truly mobile thing. But the big marketing sell, because really think about it, it's the exact same thing as your existing Game Boy Advance, which is very ergonomic. The PS Vita has a very similar feel to this.
I'm looking at pictures of the Game Boy Micro now, and that is such a better design.
This is a great design. It's very similar. Like the PS Vita looks exactly like the, well, not exactly, but very similar, but it's got the analog sticks on either side, but it's got the same shoulder buttons. It's got all that kind of stuff. It's wider.
Yeah, the Game Boy Micro is about the size of an iPhone.
Or an old-fashioned Nintendo controller. But here's the thing. So I think some marketeer was like, you know what? This thing is dumb. Why did we make it? Here's what we're going to do to sell it to the kids. Changeable faceplates.
Yeah. I was looking, like,
you can have it in pink, orange, tangerine, fruit,
black.
Why would you want this? It's just a way of saying you need to buy more stuff.
We talked about that on the show, too, that I think it's interesting because I don't know, like, Xbox tried to push that as a thing where it's like, oh, you can make it your own. And I get that.
Why?
I get that there's somebody, like, here's the thing. I don't understand how it's that's a selling.
10 years they've just been sitting here. Sorry, go on.
I understand that that's a selling point. What I don't understand is, or that's what I'm saying. I understand why it could be a perk, but why that would be a selling point. Like they had an entire advertising campaign that said, you want to know why we're better than the PlayStation? Because you can make an Xbox your own. We have exchangeable hard skins. And I'm like, if that's your selling point, you're really saying we're not that good.
We're not that good.
I remember thinking that when I watched that.
Here's the thing. You're talking about the thing that sits on my shelf. You know how much time I'm going to look at my... If I'm looking at my Xbox, I'm not playing my Xbox.
Yes. Yes.
I'm looking at this... If I'm showing off the skin color of my Game Boy Micro, I'm not playing it. It's just a fashion thing. And maybe that's what they were going for it to be like a style, like trying to make... Like pagers. Mm-hmm. It was about the same time.
It's a chick or a gay dude who's like saying, hey, this is what would be cool for us from a design standpoint.
Yeah.
And it's... I want to backpedal a little bit. When I say a chick or a gay dude, what I'm also saying is a chick or a gay dude who probably didn't come up playing video games.
Yeah, that was because
they
video
had a
games
degree
cool.
And they got a job in either a design area or a marketing area at a corporation, and that's when they said, hey, this is what we should be doing. Because a gay dude or a chick that plays video games would be like, nobody's going to care about your hard skins. Or they would pitch that as an idea when they're sitting in a boardroom going, the PlayStation is so far superior in their gaming library and everything else. What are we going to do to make us stand out? That's, you know what I mean? That's obviously what it means.
Could
it
you
says.
Explain gay dudes and hard skin a few more times?
Yes. Actually, they go hand in hand, but often not hand in hand. Sometimes it's hand to mouth, which is the way somebody gets paid. Other times it's things I can't mention on this show.
Really? That was okay, but you're going to censor whatever else just occurred to your brain?
Right, because we're being accused of being pedophiles, and that's not what this world needs to hear.
Ooh, I just beat the guy in sixth place.
Oh,
little numbers appear before above their head to let me know
you didn't remember F-Zero? That was a great game.
This is Game Boy. This is Mario Kart.
Oh, I thought F-Zero did that too. No, F-Zero had the traditional like fifth out of six up in the corner.
Exactly. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
I like the Mario Party games, especially back in the day. I don't know if they still do this, but it would tell you who got first, second, third, and last place. It was like, oh, that hurts. You're not even in fourth. You're in last place, sucker. Pause. That's good. We should do that at the beginning of every show.
Yeah. Why don't we save that to play as a sound? For when we actually hit pause.
All right. That's how
to look something up on the interweb.
The interweb. Thanks for using that word in open vocabulary.
That's what I do.
So then, out of the Game Boy Advance came the DS series. Modern day. So then you have like little DS.
How much time had passed from the Game Boy Advance to the Nintendo DS?
Game Boy Advance was first launched in June of 2001.
Mm-hmm. I was about to get married.
Yeah, I remember. So we must have started working at Webtoon and then got
the towers were about to fall just to bring it down.
Why would you even do that?
I don't know why. That's all I think about. And we were still mourning Dale Earnhardt's death.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
And then the first DS came out in November of 2004. So not have. She said, definitely scared me. I don't scare often, but that, I literally had no idea what was happening in this house. Like visions of the Grim Reaper.
Comedian Derek Carter just called me, and his ringtone is, my name is Derek Carter, is from his album.
And all I heard was,
I'm coming for your soul.
I'm sorry. So, 3 years. I didn't, just 3.5-ish years.
It seemed like longer, I feel.
I think so, too. But the DS, I feel, was very similar to the Game Boy Advance, except for it came with a stylus.
Yeah.
And a flip screen and two screens. So
what's
not very similar at all.
What's the newest one, then? Why am I confused?
3DS.
That's what it is.
And that came, that took forever, because there are several DSs. There's the DS Lite, the DSi, the DSi XL.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and now the 3DS. So there were lots of things happening all at the same time. So that they got a lot of juice out of that one. And now with the 3DS, it's got the stylus? No? We need to get Jeremy on the horn here.
This is the time. Well,
this is the
he's
time.
Listening. He'll just tell us in the chat room. Or do you want me to have him call?
Sure, have him call.
All right. Jeremy, if you're listening, could you give us a call at 408-228-4911 and tell us what the answer is to our inquiries? Pretty please.
Because the 3DS has an analog stick, which was a serious upgrade. It moved up to the four buttons, even different from the 10-year earlier Game Boy Advance, which just has A, B, and the old digital controls, which is pretty funny. You think about Nintendo being on the cutting edge of controllers, and here they hadn't changed at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, why is Nintendo on the cutting edge of controllers? It was horrible ergonomically, I remember.
Well, I feel like they were always trying something different. Years before Dance Dance Central, they had a power pad and a gun. Like, I feel, and, you know, now they've got the Wii. They're guys that like to try to do something different.
Right, the Wii U. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
You know, something else. Well, even, you know, the Duck Hunt, the first generation Nintendo had a laser pointing gun.
I'm looking up to. Oh, there he is. Hello, Jeremy. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Hello. I already forgot what question we were trying to ask you about I think it's all the variations within the DS. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yes. Last you said was about what is that thing called? A stylus.
Yeah. 3DS. Did the DS have a stylus?
The DS did have a stylus.
It started the stylus.
They used that. Yeah, because of the whole dual screen, touch screen and the regular screen.
Now, which of the in the history of Game Boys dating back to 1989, you would have been what, six? Seven?
Five.
Five, yeah. So how many of the Game Boys have you owned?
I have had the I wrote it in the chat room. I had the the Game Boy Color, the Game Boy Advance SP, the Game Boy Micro, the Nintendo DS. What was that?
You owned a Game Boy Micro? Why? What color was your faceplate?
My friend sold me one because he had it, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, because it had been a while since I had a Game Boy that I actually used, and he had a Mario, the WarioWare game, where mm-hmm. you can actually, it had, like, a built-in gyro sensor.
Yeah, yeah,
so the
yeah.
cartridge kind of stuck out of the system, and it was, like, a bit thicker, but it had a gyro sensor in there.
Oh.
So I bought the micro off of him with that game for relatively cheap, and I think the faceplate was, like, a wood grain faceplate.
Oh. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that one. I saw that one. Yeah. That one looks nice.
I can do that with my Vita though. I actually press a button and it changes the whole color of the item changes.
Like
that
chicken species.
Yeah, it's amazing. Nice. I can dunk it in water.
Now I want to ask while
it
I have
like peanut butter.
Both of you guys here in two different rooms. am I wrong in my assessment that the Game Boy was the only portable game other than like you know. Like poker games and all, you know what I mean? Those goofy $10 ones you would get at the grocery store. Was that the only portable gaming system that you could have? Was the Game Boy up until what? Am I right in that 05 is when the PSP came
Absolutely
out?
Absolutely no.
No, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What were the others?
There was a, what was it? The SNK or something like that? Can't remember the name of that system.
Was that the Sega Dreamcast one?
Yeah. Yeah, there are a lot of mobile games. Because you forget, before the Game Boy, the true predecessor to Game Boy by Nintendo is the Game Watch.
Oh, so, I do remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and,
yeah, the Watch and Play.
Yeah, Watch and Play. The current there's even an homage to him in one of the Super Mario Melee, right? Because you can play as Game Watch, which was with their first character. It's a little stick man that just runs around and does stuff.
I had one.
And then they had the Mario Game
Watches. No, I did not. I wanted one, but I didn't. I'm sorry.
You got to have one. You should get it now. It's on
Gotta get them all, like those Pokemon.
On the original
you get them or you do catch them?
I think you catch them, like the chicken pox.
But isn't it the same thing?
I got a case of the Pokemons! Like old times, right, Jeremy?
you know it. Okay, so the other gaming systems, the handheld one, yeah. SNK was Neo Geo.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys remember that. And then also Game Gear.
Yeah.
What was that called?
Yep, that was it. The Game Gear was incredible. We've
that
talked about
the Sega
those.
One, the yeah, Sega yeah, yeah. Game Gear, which yes,
was
I
huge.
Remember that was awesome.
And that's the one that like was that's the one or was a Neo Geo. One of them was like the size of an arm.
Sega Game Gear.
Yeah, because I remember a kid brought it to school and it was like having a VCR in the room. Yeah. It was just a giant, and that stands for video recording machine.
Video cassette recorder.
No, definitely a machine in there. ATM machine.
The M was silent.
But the Neo Geo was sweet, as we've talked about before, but I wanted to recap a little bit of the Neo Geo anyway, which is that it was interconnecting. So you could take your cartridge, walk up to a Neo Geo arcade machine, and drop it in there and play it.
Yeah.
Which doesn't say much for the technology if the game could play on both a tiny console and an arcade-based. It was back when graphics were drawings.
That was the Game Gear, I remember, which is why I had it, was the first time that you could actually have similar graphics to what you were playing at home on your portable system. Like, that was the idea of the Game Gear. It was the same as like the Vita is now. It was was saying, hey, look, it's the same thing. And all you need to do is carry around this 18-pound black brick and about 18 AA batteries.
Yeah.
Because I do remember, I think it took like 8 batteries. I think you had to put 4 on each side.
It was backlit. Unlike the Game Boy, it had its own screen.
Yes. Well, because it was like a little color LCD screen.
It was crazy.
I don't think it was
then.
LCD, technically.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't. It was like a little television.
Liquid crystal deliciousness.
That's what the D stands for?
There's a machine in there somewhere.
But they had the watches, too. Jeremy, did you own one of the watches where you could play like Mario Brothers or Donkey Kong on them?
No, I did not. But through the Nintendo Club, where you can like, you register your games online, you get bonus points for that. You can actually get game cartridges that you can put in your Nintendo DS or any of the DS generations and play the Game & Watch series games.
Oh.
So like, it takes all of the games from the Game & Watch series, like any Donkey Kong one, that little stick figure guy, everything else. It's all on one cartridge, and you can play it on your Game Boy.
Oh, that's awesome.
DS.
So jump forward from the DS now to the 3DS. It has a stylus.
Yes.
And how are the games? So we've talked. We had you on here when you first had the 3DS, and I was not very kind to the technology and the 3D functionality or lack thereof. How are the titles now? Because like the Game Boy had like four launch titles, yeah, which wasn't even, none of them were
game. An incredible game library, I remember, for the Game Boy.
Yeah, initially or launch. Launch titles had nothing.
I remember, really? Because I remember always being happy with the games.
You
the
did
game
not
Boy.
Have it when it first started.
The Game Boy?
Yes, there
were
five.
You know what? All I did was play Tetris.
Alleyway, the baseball, original. Super Mario Land, tennis, and Tetris.
Yeah, Tetris was the only one I played.
That's all you needed. If you had Tetris and
I think
Super
my mom
Mario
also
Land?
Bought me the tennis game, which I hated and never touched.
Never needed to. I
love Super Mario Land. I think I also had
Gator Pinball. Many an hours of my life
have
been wasted.
Mine was all Tetris. All Tetris all the time.
I need to dig that up. So how are the games now on the 3DS, on the non-Sony side of the gaming pond?
The games are finally starting to get respectable.
Yeah?
So, yeah. Like, over the last few games I played, it's like Mario 3D Land and Mario Kart 7.
Yeah.
Those games are really good. Like, the graphics, they have improved. They look a lot better. The gameplay on Mario 3D Land, it's pretty short on each of the levels. But, like, I don't know. The power-ups are nice. It's just, like, a new... They mix everything. I think they mix, like, the first Mario 3D... Not Mario. Mario DS title kind of mixed in with Super Mario Brothers 3 and a little bit of Super Mario World. It's, like, all
but
that
it's a new game, right?
One.
It's not a...
Yeah,
it's not
brand new game, all new levels. So it's pretty good. They actually use the 3D technology. So you'll be walking around and you'll have to change some of it to the 3D view so that you could see the full puzzle. Like you have to jump like across and backwards or forwards, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no,
you're
totally.
Using all three. Yeah, all three.
So it's not just a cool gimmick. Like re-releasing Star Wars Episode 1 in 3D for no reason. It actually is.
No one would ever do that. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute, they did.
Oh, the Nintendo 3DS has NASCAR Unleashed. It's always so reserved. Those moonshine runners.
Hey,
this is
going to
be really awkward, but can I put you guys on hold? My mom is on the other line.
That's what I love about the show. Do what you got to do.
Okay, hold on.
What did his mom need to call that he had to? That he had.
She's
to
listening on the show and go. Don't you talk about me on your show? I'm looking through the 3DS titles. I think they're pretty cool. I mean, there's a All-Star Wrestling game, Spider-Man: Edge of Time. It looks good. A lot of licensed games. There's a Captain America. There's a Adventures of Tintin. FIFA, like the sports games, I think are always fun on those portable gaming systems. Face Racers, which I'm sure has to do with the recognition.
Oh, the face recognition.
The card,
yeah.
No, the card thing, like where you can take a picture of something and put it in there. They got a Zelda game, Green Lantern, which by the way, man, I'm in love with that series. But the Green Lantern series is starting. I think this is probably a week after this. When does this one come out? I forget.
This comes out a week from this Tuesday.
A week from this coming Tuesday. So, yeah, last week then.
Friday. A week from this episode.
Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. I've been
now.
Really frustrated.
Get it now. Now. Yeah.
Saturday morning at 10 a.m. On Cartoon Network is when the Green Lantern animated series has finally started running. They played it back like before Thanksgiving, the pilot, you know, special, and then nothing. And then finally, now they're bringing the DC Nation because they're like coming in 2012. We're gonna be the DC Nation network. It's gonna be all DC all the time. And I was like, oh great. And then nothing.
Which really isn't surprising. It's like it would be like Disney saying our network's gonna have nothing but Marvel characters. But except for that would be more notable because they recently purchased Marvel in the past few years. DC and Warner
Brothers have been,
which is Cartoon Network,
decades.
Cartoon Network was born long after Warner Brothers went, hey, we need a place to put some cartoons. Let's make the Cartoon Network. So I don't know how that all.
So, yeah, anyway, my son and I are very excited, although I don't know what... I was trying to find what other shows, and the only thing that they seem to be pushing is these interstitials, that they have, like, a Teen Titan interstitial, and then they have, like, a Wallace and Gromit animated thing that will feature short, funny sketches where Batman and Robin are claymated. And that's...
Claymated? Claymationed? Yeah. Claymatered?
They look like Wallace and Gromit type, Batman. And they're using British voices, like, I am Batman.
So they're Sam. Are they true claymation or are they computer claymation?
I don't know the answer to that because I was going to say claymation, but I would imagine it's probably computer.
It might be. I was looking at, I've been reading my old comics. I've been reading Deep Space Nine, the old Malibu comic book that mm-hmm. they had that released with the series at the same time. They had a pretty good run for about 4 years. And the ads on that just take me back to, remember Clay Fighters, which is about the same time as, it was a Super Nintendo game, and it was pictures of clay figures that fought each other. So there was like a snowman and
I want to say I remember this, but
character
I don't.
Named Taffy that looked like Gumby, and so it was like Street Fighter,
but it was a game, right? Because it was kind of like Mortal Kombat,
yeah, exactly. With claymation figures,
got it. Yes, it I do remember this. Plays. I do
so
remember
good
this.
Times all around.
And it was a bad game, if I remember correctly.
Oh, I loved it, so maybe it was bad. We played it all the way to the end because we loved it so much.
I can't find a video of this.
That's all right. How are we doing on time?
We're done.
All right. Well, I don't think Jeremy's coming back. He says he's coming back in a minute in the chat room, but he's busy. So his mom.
His mom. This is more important.
It's okay.
More important. Do we catch up on all the history of the Game Boy?
I think
that's
we're current.
Me and everybody wants to know.
Here's what I want to know is which one will you get? A Game Boy Advance or a Game Boy 3DS or a Sony PS Vita?
Oh, Vita.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't get a Game Boy Advance.
Yeah. What if your kid wanted it? Because here's what I've noticed is that, like, I showed the Vita to some friends that have got little boys, like 7 and 8s, and they have the Game Boy 3DS, and I'm showing it to my buddy, and he's like, does it have this? He asks all these screens, like, does it have the 3D functionality? No, good, because that's lame. Does it have, and I say, it's high definition, and it plays movies, it's got Netflix on it. It's like, oh, so it's clear, I think, that Sony is clearly going after an older market with the PS Vita.
Yes.
And it shows all the way across the board. Like, Little Deviance is the closest thing to a Nintendo-style game, and it's like $12 or something. It's, like, super cheap. And playing the games where you touch the back pad, have you played it yet? Have I handed it to you?
No.
It's so hard because it is, like, no gaming you've ever done before, where you're like, what? You don't need to see your hand when you play a game, but there's something about pressing the back of something to figure out how to work it. When I tried it at E3 last year, I was like,
it's like being 15 years old and trying to undo a bra in a makeout session.
I don't know about that.
You don't remember about how hard that was?
I remember it being very easy.
I studied. I developed a tactic. And I remember there being a movie that mentioned something of it that made it just click where you could do it where you snapped
twist.
Your fingers.
Yeah.
Oh, and I was good.
Yeah.
I was very good.
So
to
Jeremy,
the point that one time my wife accused me of doing it awkwardly, and I said, oh, no. This is because I am indifferent.
Hey, honey. Jeremy, welcome back.
It's a pinch and snap, fellas. It's a pinch and snap. So what you do is you pinch so that it's bent at the connection, and when you snap your fingers, you get that cool move of pa-pow. And then let the good times roll.
What if they're front-loaded, though?
Huh?
What if they're
That's
front-loaded?
It's probably going to be like a downloadable content.
It's an add-on. Front-loaded. That's a good... I never had to do that.
I don't understand why bras aren't front-loaded, why they don't snap in the front. That would make so much more sense.
I think it's because
you put it on, you could go snap right in front.
Because if you cross your arms, you know what I mean?
If you
create the solid boo-boo-boom, then you could run the risk of unhooking it, whereas the tension is always pulling apart at the back end, which is why you pinch together and snap.
This is now the most popular episode we've ever done.
No, because it's not going to be Tile taking off a bra.
It is now. Game Boy, history of the Game Boy Part 2, how to unhook a bra. Jeremy, how do you love your Game Boy 3DS?
In all honesty, I beat Super Mario Land 3D and Mario Kart 7 within a month of opening both titles.
Uh-huh.
So I think I got them, I don't know, like 2 months ago, middle of December.
That's not bad.
I beat them like within a month and haven't touched my DS.
Oh, man. You know, because I've been playing Rayman Origins every chance. I'm waiting in line at the store and I play that game. And just when I thought, oh, I guess this is a short game. It turns out that that was just the first half with the tutorials. Now I have all the skills, and now you go back, and all the worlds have opened up a whole nother section of levels to play. And I'm like, this game is endless fun, and there's reasons to go back and play every level again if you wanted to. It's a thick, solid, delicious
This is
game.
A world that my gaming theories, philosophies, lifestyle, if you would, cannot live in, because the idea of, like, I've got a life to live, and it is in Skyrim right now. Alduin is causing some major havoc, and I got to get that bitch in check.
Here's the thing. If they would just, if Bethesda, how do you pronounce
Bethesda?
It? Bethesda would just make it remote play compatible, I would have
a Vita.
Because then you could do anything.
Yes.
They could, unless your kids wanted to watch a Blu-ray, you could be in the room playing. That's exactly what they need to develop.
Here's what I would do. If they'd sync up, I would buy a game and the Vita.
Yeah.
Because then while my kid is watching, while he's watching Aquanauts for the 80 bajillion, can they not just make a new episode? Why is it so hard? Your show is so unbelievably crappy.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh my God, Kevin.
I don't know who or what an Aquanaut is.
When you're beautiful, I'm gonna end with this. When your beautiful bride shits out a kid, all right, you are going to wait a good 2 to 3 years, and you're going to be exposed to some of the worst television you've ever seen created in your entire
life.
Worse
than the backyard again?
And you look at the fruit of your loins and you watch them sop this up as if they are the target of those Hulu commercials.
We've already decided that we are going to be putting on HBO in Spanish. We watched Envy and Harry Potter episode 7 in Spanish the other night because we're learning. So that's what I'm going to do with my child.
Well, I'm sure that would go well until some prohibition era whore whips out her cha-chas. Or chesticles, if you would. And
or
you're like,
front-loaded bra strings.
And your kid's like, what is that? And I used to think I could watch anything with Jacob. And I thought the more less uptight I could be about nudity, I'm not going to care. No, he's not going to care either.
Like, Harry Potter's okay, though.
Harry Potter nudity is preferred. Come on. Nobody.
Jeremy, join us in the PlayStation Vita.
I know it's inappropriate in the first one, right? But, I mean, come on.
No, they're...
By the time the Deathly Hallows everybody wants to see is Hagrid's ass. That's the
Jeremy,
Deathly Hallows
for you to
get a glimpse of.
Jeremy, get a PS Vita.
Okay.
We'll play games.
Jeremy, did I cut you off? Did you have anything you want to say before we wrap up this episode?
The only game worth buying and playing a long time on the 3DS is the Zelda Ocarina of Time. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much a remake of the exact same game, but I mean, like, the graphics are just absolutely beautiful.
Oh, that's good.
The gameplay, the controls are so good.
Because the Game Boy is not in HD. It's just, it's in standard def. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like, half the time I did not play Zelda in 3D, and the graphics look better when you don't have it in 3D.
Yeah, I believe it.
I don't know why, but it does. But then once you beat the game, you can play it in what they call Master Quest, where everything is completely mirrored. So Link uses the sword in his opposite hand. Whenever you go into a dungeon, instead of going left, you have to go right. So it doesn't sound that interesting, but when you actually play it, after you've already memorized all of the maps, it does add another challenge.
I'm glad you said that, because I really feel like the Nintendo-style games are really built to be memorization games. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not about reacting or experiencing the game. I feel like the point of them, and obviously there are people that love them because they're selling them, but the point of the game is to just memorize stuff and then play it out again. Learn and memorize. Whereas opposed to, I feel like Sony games or the Vita games, Rayman included, are about reacting. To the I'm in this environment, I can blur through, have a good time, and I don't have to memorize jump, jump, duck, jump, jump, duck.
You know what the ultimate proof to your statement is? Up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right, A, B, A, select, start.
Yeah, exactly.
that is easily.
And that unhooks a bra strap.
You're welcome, kids.
Also, the Game Boy Advance or Game Boy 3DS, what does it retail for right now?
They dropped it down to either $169, or you can usually find it on sale for about $149, $159.
Yeah, and when that came down,
he just has this stuff in his head. This is so impressive.
We need him on the show.
I know, right?
Drive down here, be our tech producer. Because when they dropped their price, everybody turned to Sony and goes, "Are you sure you don't want to charge $250 for your Vita?" And they're like, "Yeah, we're pretty sure we do." that's going to be the price. Just because Nintendo lowered their price, we're not lowering ours. And they
cut to a Japanese guy coming. They did not fall for it. We are screwed.
The show is so overtime.
All right, Jeremy, I love you, and I'll talk to you later, my friend.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
He didn't say it. I thought he'd say
it. Yeah, he did. Oh, like say it the right way? No, that's our thing. He knows. He's respectful.
No, he would have done it. He used to say it.
Give us a call, 408-228-4911. That's what Jeremy just did. That's how it works. That's how it rolls. We over-explain Skype here on the show. Send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast. Or if you have random questions, send it to questions@secondfunniestpodcast. If you like an autograph, go to autographs. Say, just go to secondfunniestpodcast.com. On behalf of my good friend, Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worsham saying,
okay, bye.